Charles F. Firk had been a student at the University of Mississippi, and he majored on trombone. He ended up in that 766 Military Police Battalion group with me. Oh, that was a wonderful collection of fellows. Oh, my goodness. I mean, real human beings, intelligent. But anyhow, he ended up with the 12th Armored. And I remember being on a leave in London before we went to France with him, and we toured Westminster Abbey and other sites. It was very dark in there, but also kind of both eerie and at the same time heartwarming. You realize that they've had church services there every day since 1199. 1199! Anyhow, when he left, he went like this and says, "Friend, I don't think I'll ever see you again." And I said, "What are you saying, Charlie? Of course we're going to make it. Don't talk like that. We're going to make it." He said, "No, I got a funny feeling." And he was killed January 1945. He took a bullet to the head. The guy that was next to him told me, he said, "Charlie never knew what hit him." He said, "Because I nudged him. I said, let's go. Let's get moving." Because at the time there was snow on the ground and we were covered with sheets. That's another story. I arranged for him to get his name on the walk, the paver stone at the museum too. And I didn't put it down, killed in action, I don't think. No. Are we recording now? Oh, well, let's put it this way. When you realize what others went through, and when you realize how others have suffered, I'm here. I can't talk about that. I survived. How can I tell people about how I got this, how I got that, and my buddy Charlie's in the ground? I can't do it. So, in a sense, I was very lucky and I'm grateful to have survived it. But at the same time, I give thanks for the wonderful men that I served with, and they're wonderful officers that I worked for. It was in the 90s, I believe. And anyhow, it was the 50th anniversary, Memorial Day. And I wanted to find Lieutenant Rowe. He was company commander. And I want to thank him for putting up with me, because I always had a lot to say. So I said, "Well, the worst thing that can happen is I'll make 5 worthless phone calls." So I dialed the first number. Guy answers the phone. I said, "This is Fran Refugiato from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania." Guy screaming, "Franny, how the bleep are you?" He remembered. I couldn't believe this. And he started, "What have you been doing?" I told him, I said, "All I'm doing," I said, "I want to call you and thank you, you know, for being nice to me." I said, "All I can say is that I was just a young 19-year-old brash kid that didn't know any better." And he said, "Oh, Franny," he said, "I was only 2 years older than you." Is that a story?